what we have here is shocking figures. I can reveal that since 2001, there are today one-third less Enterprise Ireland-supported companies in Donegal, down from 194 then to 125 today. But even more shocking is the fact that although jobs in Enterprise Ireland-supported companies across Ireland have grown by one-third since 2001, here in Donegal, we're down over 1,000 jobs. So it's clearly shocking neglect. The reason why I put in all these questions is that we had a report in 1989, the Employment Task Force report, that was all about Donegal catching up with the rest of the country. Now, all of these years later, not only have we not caught up, we've fallen even further behind. So we need the government and the minister to immediately meet with IDA and Enterprise Ireland and to demand a plan from these two job creation agencies that delivers fairness to the people of Donegal.
And this follows earlier revelations by yourself that already showed that IDA-supported jobs in Donegal were below the national average, and this is scenario was just getting worse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the IDA figures were shocking in that the growth in IDA-supported jobs in Donegal was less than half. It was about 18% compared to 50% nationally, so well behind. That was shocking, but these figures from Enterprise Ireland are even more shocking. And what it is a story of government failure, but it's also a story of lost prosperity for the people here in Donegal. These figures are facts. They're the truth. They're the reality. And they're about the neglect of our people and of our region. And we need now government to acknowledge this failure, the jobs agencies to acknowledge this failure, and to put in place a plan. The other point that I'm calling for is that in Project 2040, we're told that, you know, we're going to have all these commitments to Donegal in terms of roads, bridges, harbours, airports, broadband. All of that must be fast-tracked to allow Donegal to catch up and to have fairness for our people.